Here's a thought about no excuses. I've been spending some time studying three artists that fascinate me, not because they're connected to one another. It wasn't until retrospectively I realized there was a connection between them, but the three artists are the Renaissance painter Caravaggio, the pianist and composer Rachmaninoff, and the photographer Joseph Sudek. These three people have an interesting lesson to offer, starting with Caravaggio. Caravaggio was kind of a ruffian. He was a fantastic painter, but he was also kind of a ne'er-do-well. He was constantly getting in fights. He ended up murdering somebody, some people say by mistake, but most people don't. He ended up fleeing his home and being pursued, and he eventually died while he was being pursued by the police. In spite of that, he did some fantastic painting. Rachmaninoff spent most of his life worried about money. He spent years as a teacher. He was on the brink of poverty for a good portion of his life. He emigrated from Russia to the United States, but he never felt home in the United States. Matter of fact, when he died, he wanted to be buried in Russia. He led a very difficult life, but he made some of the most fantastic music ever composed. And of course, Joseph Sudek, who I talked about in a podcast not too long ago, had lost his arm in World War I and spent most of his life as a view camera photographer with one arm. Can you imagine? Now, what's fascinating to me about these three individuals is they made unbelievably fantastic art, art that still inspires and motivates us today. But they had excuses for not making art that exceed anything you and I could ever dream up. If they had not made any art, you know, we'd never know that they didn't make art. But they didn't have a tendency to use their excuses as a reason to not do their work. So I think about that. When I think I'm too tired to take out the camera, I have to do something other than work in the dark room or in Lightroom or whatever. There's lots and lots of excuses for not doing our work. But really, when you get down to it, the reason we remember people like Caravaggio and Rachmaninoff and Sudek and maybe even ourselves, the reason our work is worthy is because we did it. And we didn't let the excuses get in our way.